So, my name is Sally Yoshida, and today I'm going to be talking about part of an evaluation of the California Fresh Works Fund initiative. The title of my presentation is "Are Funded Stores Providing Healthier Food?" I have no disclosures. Caitlin did a great job of describing who we are, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about who we are. We were founded by Dr. Sarah Samuels, and Dr. Samuels was a true dedicated pioneer in nutrition policy work and really dedicated to reducing health disparities in low-income communities. We are located in Oakland, California, and we have a satellite office in Los Angeles, and we specialize in evaluation and research, primarily around evaluations that focus on food and physical activity environments for child obesity prevention or chronic disease prevention. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you a very brief overview of the California Fresh Works Fund initiative. I'm going to talk about our overall evaluation, and then I'm just going to hone in on the store assessments that we had conducted, and then end with some key takeaways. I want to acknowledge the evaluation team. We have led this evaluation. It started in January of 2013. It's a two-year evaluation, and we're talking to the California Endowment is the funder for this project, and we're talking about continuing to evaluate the Fresh Works Fund. Pacific Community Ventures, we partnered with them. They led the economic analysis of the study. Or not so much the study, but the evaluation of Fresh Works. And we also partnered with Allison Karpin and Karen Glantz, as many of you probably know, or have years of expertise around healthy food retail work. Our evaluation partners, as mentioned, California Endowment, Capital Impact Partners, who are the who administers the fund, and as well as our expert advisory group. We just had a meeting with them two weeks ago to present our findings. So our findings are kind of hot off the press, so to speak, and they helped us to, you know, really understand what the findings meant, and still putting together the all the reports and all that. So the California Fresh Works Fund, it was established in 2011. It's a $272 million public-private partnership fund, which is the biggest in the nation by far. It's there are other states creating these Fresh Works financing funds as well, but not to the scale that California has created. And it's really designed to address low access to healthy food in California by financing grocery stores and other forms of healthy retail as well as distribution. The Fresh Works Fund provides loans. They provide new market tax credit allocations. They just started this food enterprise micro lending intermediary loans, and they also provide grants, small grants up to $50,000. And really, the program goals for California Fresh Works is really around these three broad areas: around access to incentivize the development of healthy food retail, around the economic goals to spur economic development that support healthy communities, including job creation and retention. And really to spur innovation, to really look at different innovative ways of bringing healthy retail into the communities that really need them. The grant goals, there are three different goals. They are there to provide innovations in product placement and merchandising, workforce development and local hiring, meaning that it would help with, you know, employee training, really getting the local community employed. And pre-development, such as doing market studies or appraisals before a loan is preparing the grocer for a potential loan. And I'm definitely not going to go through this, but I just wanted to show you how really kind of complex it is in terms of the types of capital and the new market tax credits. Just kind of shows you how the funds are divided amongst these different groups. California Fresh Works has a number of different partners that represent nonprofit organizations, industry groups, and governmental entities, and a number of funders and investors that represent the health field, the financial investors, as well as philanthropy. So now I'm going to really focus on our evaluation. We, when we started the evaluation, we didn't necessarily choose these stores. It was kind of provided for us. They wanted for us to understand what was happening in the City Heights and Inglewood Northgate supermarkets. There are three investments. They all happen to be Northgate Gonzalez. It's an independent grocer located in Southern California. So now and then, I think I really want to make clear that we weren't necessarily evaluating Northgate Gonzalez. It just so happens that all three are the Freshworks funded stores. But it's hard to separate that out, right, because we are in their stores and evaluating. So I just wanted to make that clear. Northgate Gonzalez is a beautiful market. I've been on a tour there. I wish I had one in my community. But they serve predominantly Latino communities, and they provide high-quality produce and meats and specialty departments. They have a lot of on-site fresh food preparation that they do. So our evaluation was guided by these four research questions. For example, what key lessons were learned through the development of Freshworks? How is Freshworks having it? What influence is Freshworks having on increasing access to healthy food? What are the economic impacts? And how is Freshworks influencing key partnerships and key stakeholders? So today I'm really just going to focus on research question number two in terms of increasing access to healthy food. And on the right side here are the different methods that we use. And for research question two, I'm only going to hone in on the store assessments for today's talk. So as I mentioned, we have the three California Freshworks funded stores that we included in our evaluation, and we compared them to similar neighboring stores around the Northgate store between 1 to 1.5 mile radius outside of the Freshworks funded store. We used two tools. We used the Grocery Marketing Environment Assessment, or GMEA, and the NEMS tool, which I think most of you are familiar with. We conducted the evaluation in terms of going to the stores and using these tools in early fall of 2013 and the summer of 2014. And each, using both tools, it took about 4 hours to conduct. So this is City Heights Northgate, and the star there is where the Northgate store, or the Freshworks funded store, was developed. And so these are the surrounding stores that we went to do the comparisons. And this is what Inglewood looks like, and South Los Angeles. And I think a couple of them got cut off, but we had about 6 to 8 comparison stores in each of these three communities. So I'm not sure how familiar you are with the GMEA tools, but this is a tool that Karen Glantz has used, and we got a lot of guidance from her. So GMEA measures marketing strategies, for example, what's featured in the high-impact areas, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. It measures product placement in terms of what's at eye level, and eye level is defined as 4 to 6 feet. What prompts are being used, such as signage, display cases or samples, and price promotion, like reduced price or buy one, get one free type of promotions. So this is just a sample of one of the high impact areas. This is the checkout aisles. And so this is the Northgate stores and the comparison stores. And candy soda, bottled water, diet soda, and other low-calorie beverage were the food items that we observed. With the exception of perhaps bottled water, and to explain, the numbers represent the percentage or the proportion of the checkout aisles that offered these various items. So when you look at it, actually the Northgate store kind of fared worse. In terms of candy and soda, fared better in terms of bottled water and such. So Overall, the California Freshworks funded stores and the comparison stores really kind of look similar. There really wasn't that much difference. And then we looked at the other high impact areas. So I mentioned there's five impact areas. Checkout aisle is one. The store entrance is another. The store end caps on both ends are two other high impact areas and islands. And in the California Freshworks funded stores, we did find that they had a higher proportion of fresh fruits that were featured in islands. But again, overall, the Freshworks funded stores didn't really differ very much in terms of what they offered. And in fact, what we found was that a really small proportion of the high impact areas were featuring healthier items across all store types. So I think that's an area of intervention that we can think of. In terms of product placement at eye level, the Freshworks funded store had more cereal that was healthier at eye level in the cereal aisle, and healthier option is defined as low sugar cereals, 7 grams or less per serving. And again, overall placement of healthier options was also similar across the stores. So the other tool we used was the NEMS tool, and what NEMS measures is the availability of these 14 different food types. And if this food is available, and then quality means, you know, does it also offer the a lower option, a lower fat or healthier option of that item, such as, for example, if there's hot dogs, is there reduced fat hot dogs or healthier hot dogs. And if there are the two, then we capture the price of that to see if there's any price differences between the two. I think maybe you all know this already, but we did find that, you know, these markets were full service grocery stores. And so they have the capacity to have all these different types of foods available. And so what we did was because both types of foods were available in all of these stores, we just focused on the fruit and vegetables. So here in the green are the Northgate stores, and so the average number of types of the fresh fruits and vegetables were higher in the Northgate stores. And just to confuse you, the green now is the comparison stores. But kind of overall, you can see, and these are the nine most common top vegetables that we had found, fruits and vegetables. And kind of overall, you can see that the comparison stores are a little bit higher. I do want to put in a little footnote here, is that we had actually observed the Northgate stores in midsummer, where fruits and vegetables tend to be a little bit lower in price. And we did the comparison stores in the previous year in the fall. And if any of you have done retail work, it's really hard. You have to get so many people on board. And we had intended to collect it all at the same time, but due to unforeseen and consequences, we just couldn't do it. So that's one thing to caution about this slide. So in terms of our overall findings, you know, again, the high impact areas and the products at the eye level, pretty much placement and products were pretty similar across both types of stores. The total fruit and vegetable sales, we got sales data from Northgate Gonzalez, and over a year, 12-month period, they had sales of 8.5 million. But again, if anybody knows if there's any kind of national data to compare this to, it's kind of hard to really interpret, right? Because what if the people were accessing their fruits and vegetables from the other stores? The 8.5 million may not be new sales of fruits and vegetables. So that's an area that we need to look into a little bit more. And when a limitation is, you know, NEMS may be a little bit more sensitive for smaller stores where you can see more differences between healthier and unhealthy products. But I don't want to end there because it's kind of grim that there wasn't any really good findings. And so I want to say that the store assessments were really only a part of the story. And that I just wanted to bring in a few other kind of highlights from the other pieces of the evaluation, because I'm sure you all do this too. You know, we like to use different types of methods and to tell the whole story because we just don't want to rely on one type of method to evaluate this type of work. And so what was really unique about Joaquin Gonzalez, and this is not anything that Freshworks has had influenced, they had their own in-house Viva La Salud program, which is a marketing program. And they, what they do is they provide healthy products, they create healthy labeling, and they do in-store events like food tastings and health fairs and community events. I mean, they bring in mammogram mobiles, they do blood sugar testing, they do high blood pressure testing. They do 80 events per month across all 40 stores. That averages out to about 2 per month. Really incredible, dedicated family that just really cares about the community and their employees. And I, you know, this I just find is very unique and something that you don't see very often. So here's an example of the labeling, the round green sticker there, identifying what's a healthier option. And this one, so this this is part of Intercept surveys that we had conducted. We conducted 600 across the three stores. I'm just going to pick out because I'm running out of time. But so the numbers on the bar on the screen doesn't really help you because I kind of put it here so I can remember what this really means. So in terms of starting with the food demos, the blue is aware. The next one is that they had participated in it. And then the green is shopping decisions. So for the food demos, we asked people, were you aware of any food demos in the stores? 42% had said that they were aware. Of those, 42%, 48% participated in the food demos. And of those, 74% reported that it influenced their shopping decision. And I won't go through all these, but, you know, taken as a whole, if this marketing is really influencing their decisions on what products to buy as healthy decision products, I think it's really valuable. Again, you know, this is another area. One of the outcomes of the convening was to really explore what is the cost benefit of having a program like this, you know, in a market, and is something that we could, you know, repeat and you know, perhaps have other markets take this on. But it's a very unique program. In terms of purchasing behavior, there's a good proportion of people who said that shopping at Northgate encourages them to buy more fresh fruits, more vegetables, more meat. 58% say that they buy meat with less fat, and so forth. The milk, you know, that's still, 17% reported that they buy skim milk. And then just quickly, in terms of variety, quality, and price, we asked them, compared to other stores that they used to shop at, how does Northgate compare in terms of quality and variety and price? And the dark blue is more variety, so a high proportion felt like they had more, there was more variety of groceries, fresh fruits and vegetables. In terms of quality, again, high proportions. And then price is a little not so clear, but again, with fruits and vegetables, they felt it was less expensive than stores that they used to shop at. And in terms of groceries, it's about the same as the highest percentage or less expensive. And then finally, my last slide is, we also did store staff interviews, and the store managers had said, you know, we offer high quality foods that aren't available in the neighborhood. Many customers haven't had access to organic foods before. Buying habits are changing slowly, and demand is higher for healthier products because we offer them. So again, I wanted to just bring in some other findings from this work because I think that it is a complicated program, and it wasn't a perfect evaluation, I must say, but I think that there is some really interesting findings that that we had for the evaluation. So thank you. And if anyone's interested in really understanding a little bit more about the Freshworks Fund initiative, later on today I'm going to be talking more specifically about the fund and its development and those pieces. It's a 2:30 session. So. Sure. I'm happy to. If you want copies, if you give me your business card, I'm happy to share. Are there any questions?
Can you talk a bit about the economic
I'm not sure I understand your question. Is an economic incentive for the retailer?
For the retailer, correct.
We didn't look into that. We didn't do any kind of sales data analysis. We looked at just the fresh produce. And I must say, Northgate Gonzalez is really very supportive and forthgiving of their sales data. That's hard data to get at. But I think that is an important question.